Welcome to the forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Joining me today is State Representative Avery Bourne. Avery, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to me today.
Of course.
First thing I want to talk about is guns.
Okay.
Because that's a pretty hot topic right now.
It is.
I know that there have been so many tragedies happening lately. There's been a huge push to curb gun violence, and part of this is introducing legislation. And you've said this is overreaching legislation, is what has been introduced in the Illinois General Assembly.
Yeah, we've seen this happening across the country, especially when there is a tragedy like what happened in Florida. The gut reaction is to introduce legislation, and especially when we're voting on curbing a right that's in our Constitution, to do it in haste, I think, is the wrong way to go about it. First of all, if we were to change anything, but second of all, some of the legislation that's been filed is really, you can tell it's been filed by people who aren't comfortable or familiar with firearms and aren't respecting those who use them responsibly. So we've, I think, voted on 6 pieces of legislation last week. I'm sure we'll go back and vote on some this week. I voted no on every piece of legislation because even on some of the most what I considered reasonable pieces of legislation, there was language in the bill that we asked to be changed, and they were completely not open to any kind of amendment. So again, really concerning for people who support the Second Amendment, but also just concerning from a policy perspective that they're more interested in doing this for politics instead of actually what is good policy.
Can you mention some of the key points that were being pushed? I know one of them was an age restriction, I believe.
Yeah, one was an age restriction for any long gun, essentially, that you could not purchase or possess or use under 21. And that was one of the hangups. You cannot purchase a handgun in Illinois if you're under 21, but you can possess or use them responsibly. So those kind of limitations, we talked to someone who said, you know, if I pass away and leave my grandchildren these guns, they are felons if they leave them to them. And that is not the way we should do policy. We should be teaching kids how to responsibly use firearms and respect them. So that was just one of the concerns we had.
Right. One of the, and this may have nothing to do with anything, but one of the interesting points I found with the age restriction, with moving it up to 21, was what about those who are in the military who are not 21, and so all of a sudden you're old enough to join the military, but technically you shouldn't be allowed to hold a firearm if you're between the ages of 18 and 21.
The sponsor was willing to put in a military carve-out, but the concern of, are you using them? She said that you had to be using them in advancement of your job. And if you're in the military, the weapons belong to the government. And so it seemed like the sponsor of the bill wasn't really sure about how those two would interact, but you're absolutely right. I mean, if we trust people to go and fight for us, they are probably some of the most responsible users of firearms, period, and we're not trusting them to own or possess one of these weapons. It's crazy.
I know another one, I don't know if this was brought up in the state, and you'll be able to correct me if I'm wrong. This was talked about months ago as well, was the bump stock ban. Was that brought up again this time around?
It was. There were 2 pieces of legislation in the Illinois House that were considered bump stock bans. One of them I actually supported. I've talked to a lot of people who've said bump stocks are dangerous. If we do it right and it's just banning those, let's do it. But the one we voted on was not. It was a lot more broad. It included basically what a Gatling gun is, that you couldn't have that attachment. And what I've talked to a lot of people is, the way that you define a trigger modification that increases the rate of fire is not limiting enough. And people who use different trigger modifications in competition or otherwise, it's really overly broad, the legislation that was introduced.
Sure. Moving on to another topic, you are supporting a repeal of the estate tax. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, we've heard from family farmers in this area and around the state, really, about how much of a hindrance the state estate tax is. So when someone who is the main owner of the farm passes away, it's often very difficult for family farmers to pass that farm on to the next generation if they meet the state threshold for estate tax, because they either have to sell off land or equipment to pay that tax, and then they're diminishing the farm to pass on to the next generation. So we've introduced actually 2 pieces of legislation, one that raises the threshold to the federal level, which is a lot higher threshold before you start paying estate tax. And then tying it to the federal level is important because with the tax reform law, that sunsets eventually, so it would be a slower period for getting rid of the estate tax here in Illinois. And then we introduced another one that just repeals it. So I think this is something where there's, again, some misunderstanding about what the estate tax is. Farmers are paying property taxes every year on this ground. They're paying income tax on their farm. And then when they try to pass the farm on to the next generation, they're facing another, can be pretty cost prohibitive tax for what they can do moving forward. So this is to start the conversation with, how are we supporting family farms, especially with farmers' ages increasing every year? We're going to see more family farms face this challenge coming up. So we're wanting to start the conversation. We're getting some co-sponsors on board, and hopefully we can talk about how we can make our tax law more friendly to family farms.
Have you seen this as like an overwhelming amount of support for repealing, amongst the farmers at least, for repealing?
Among farmers, yes. And I'm sure that people on the Agriculture Committee will understand it. But there is a misconception, and estate tax hits people differently. There's a misconception that everyone who has to pay the estate tax is this person who has just, you know, bank accounts full of money, and they're passing on their $1 billion
golden
to the next generation.
Right. Chalices.
But what happens with a family farm, their wealth is not tied up in, you know, bank accounts. Mm-hmm. It's tied up in land that their families have worked for generations typically to carve out a living and then maybe buy another piece of ground. And with the price of ground increasing, the state estate tax threshold has not increased. And so they've really been at a disadvantage as far as that goes.
Sure. Another thing you've got going on is you've introduced a bicentennial-themed art contest?
Yes.
So that's pretty fun.
Yes. So we have done this for the past 2 years. We've had an art contest for students in the district, and this is our bicentennial year. So we're asking students to send in on a regular sheet of paper. They can use any kind of 2D art form pencils, paint, markers, crayons, whatever, to send it in. And the winners will be recognized on the House floor in the Capitol and then hanging in my office for a year.
What are there different? I assume there are different age brackets.
There are. I'm not certain of the details, but folks, if they have questions, they can call our office or go to our website. I know there are two age brackets. There's a younger one and an older one. So kindergarten to fourth grade and fifth grade to eighth grade.
Sounds good. And how would somebody find out more information about that, or how to submit a piece of work?
Yeah, we've sent information to all of the schools in the district, so hopefully they'll get distributed that way, but also our website, repborn.com, and I'll share it on social media too, so folks can find it there.
And when is the deadline to submit something?
The deadline is March 30th, and we will be announcing the winners in April.
Sounds good. Avery, was there anything else you wanted to mention? I know you guys are still in session, so I think you're still in session.
We are. We're back this week, and I expect that we'll start seeing some real political issues pop up with this being an election year. So folks need to, I guess, hold on to their seats. It'll be an interesting session, I'm sure.
Put on some boxing gloves.
Maybe. Yes, yes.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks again for coming in, and
Thank you. Good luck
with everything. Again, that was State Representative Avery Bourne. And that's it for this edition of The Forum. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time, but until then, so long.